From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away on assignment. Coming up, the Catholic Church tries to make amends for the child sex scandal. But first, our lead today comes out of Iraq. Today, in the town of Nasiriyah, in the southern part of Iraq, a bomb blast blew apart an Italian military base. The blast killed at least 15 Italians, and scores of Iraqis were killed and wounded. It appeared to be another suicide bombing. Joining us now from Baghdad to give us an update on the situation is NPR's Ivan Watson. Hi, Ivan.
Hi there, Madeline.
Ivan, do we know anything more about this blast? Who did it and how it was done?
Well, military spokesmen here are not yet calling this a suicide attack, but they do say that a truck crashed through the main entrance of this Italian paramilitary base, a Carabinieri base, shortly before 11 a.m. local time, and it was followed closely by a car, which then exploded. They don't yet know at this time whether the drivers of the vehicles were killed, but the results were devastating. As one spokesman I talked to described it as humongous and said that the building was burning, and the number of figures we've had of the casualties is already quite large and possibly growing. The director of the local hospital in Nasiriyah saying more than 80 Iraqis injured and probably dozens of Italians dead and injured as a result of this explosion.
Now, this took part in the southern part of Iraq, a relatively peaceful part, because most of the attacks previously have occurred in the north and west of Iraq.
Right. Well, Nasiriyah is in this Shia Muslim heartland of Iraq. It's in the south of the country. And though Iraqi military forces resisted quite heavily in Nasiriyah during the height of the fighting in April, since then, it's been quite peaceful, quite calm. I've done a drive through Nasiriyah before. The people who lived there were oppressed by Saddam Hussein, and they were coexisting quite peacefully with the Italian forces. I was told on one occasion driving through there that the locals were complaining, saying that Americans were actually much more friendly. They handed out candies, and they were much more polite with the Iraqi population, that they had translators, and they were frustrated that Italians tended to yell at them a lot and just didn't even have translators to talk with the local community. They didn't even speak English, many of the Italian soldiers that I saw manning checkpoints there. But still, there were not major complaints. This was not a restive population, such as we've seen in Baghdad to the west and north of Baghdad, in what we call the Sunni belt, where Sunni Muslims were much more invested, that they much more profited from the regime of Saddam Hussein. And thus, these are the areas where we've seen much more of the resistance.
And what's been the response so far from the Italians? Are they saying they're going to pull out?
Well, there have been statements coming from the Italian government already denouncing this as a terrorist attack, saying that the Italian peacekeepers were here in a peacekeeping role to help promote peace and stability in Iraq. That being said, the Italians had not yet suffered any combat deaths to date before this incident, and I don't believe they've ever experienced these kind of casualties on any peacekeeping mission around the world. Italians contributed troops to Afghanistan, they have operated in the Balkans, and they have not suffered this kind of a setback before. I believe the opposition in Italy is already making quite a bit of noise about this, calling for the Italians to pull their forces out of Iraq.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.